naturopath, Dr. Roy Stone, and he called her a health minister. They both, they were pastors. Why don't you stand up, Robin Carroll? They were pastors for 25 years. And you know, once you're a pastor, and once you're a pastor, even though you decide to go in a different mountain, that doesn't stop you from being a pastor. Generally, when you're a pastor, you're a pastor, wherever you go, with or without title, right? So they've been pastoring for 25 years. I went to her clinic. I'm telling you, the things are coming out from me. I'm like, is that from me or is that from somebody else? So sometimes you don't know what you kind of is. That's why we need to be detox, neutral detox as well sometimes. So Carol, why don't you come? What would you like to say, hi?
Well, we're enjoying this. This is an awesome vision. Steve's got we bring together right now the a fourth school for School of Champions that are going to be people that will be involved in helping churches or campuses getting planted around the Greater Toronto Area. So it's neat that there's diversity and yet there's one spirit. So we're coming here this morning and enjoying the same spirit. So you get an awesome thing happening here.
I've asked Carol to, because we're going on a fast as a church, I've asked her to bring some of the thing that she sell. Like when you go on a fast, you want to make sure that you have all the nutrients. So she might briefly talk about that. She didn't come here to sell her product. Okay, I've asked her to do that, to bring that, because that's not her, totally not her. And but I've asked her if she can bring some of the product, because because I know that they'll push longer, so that's why I'm not answering as well. Okay, Carol, all yours.
Thank you. I enjoy the I totally believe I grew up spiritually kind of because we had to kind of go to the Delaware for a while. And so I totally believe. But I think there's something one step better than that. That's why you provide help. That's being in a place where you don't have to have it. And there really isn't that much difference between the church and the world as far as sinners. And I've seen people get prayed for and get healed, and then shortly thereafter when they had to come back again and heal again. And you know, when people perish because of the lack of knowledge, it isn't just talking about spiritual things. I also believe it has to do with physical things. And she asked me to a couple of things. We do have a clinic. This is our marketplace evangelism in the law. And we do a combination of nutrition and spiritual. I mean, this week two people got saved. Hey, God. And we come in there for physical reasons. And next thing you know, God shows up and gives you prophetic on people. And I think you're being psychic. You know, that's prophetic, right? So I do have a few brochures at the back. It's just 3 packs. You know, it takes a good hour and a half, 2 hours for us to be over. And then she mentioned that you guys are looking at doing a fast. And I started one in January 1st, trying to do a Daniel fast, but cutting out all sugar. They were mostly talking about, there's 2 things today. One is the sugar. And I had a headache, a really bad one, for 2 days. And I don't normally tell my husband I've got a headache, honey, but I had a headache. And it was like, you know, and I didn't realize I was addicted to sugar. So a lot of people are, you don't even realize it. So the Daniel fast is one type of fasting. Right now I'm doing a juice fast, liquid fast, doing a lot of juices. I love doing a juice fast because you can go for a week or two and you're not even hungry. And you're putting nutrients in your body at the same time, feeding life. And anything that's been juiced is considered pre-digested, the body doesn't have to break it down. So it goes right in your system and gives your body a rest. I like living a lifestyle of fasting. I try to take it on Monday. That's my rest day. People come pick a different day. But I figure if we have to rest one day a week, it's good to keep your body a rest one day a week. And it's also good for building your spirit man up, because if we feel strong, our flesh is going to want something. And I only had a few of these. This is a really good, like a whole body cleanse, but it does a lot with your liver. And it's just 30 bucks, so I'll take care of the tax. But it's a 10-day, super easy cleanse. You take 3 pills before your supper, then you go 5 with water and juice, and 3 pills before you go to bed. And it's amazing. I have so many good testimonies off this cleanse. I just had a few of them. So that's what this is. At the end of the hour, I know we're a week away from Valentine. You know, Valentine started mid-January. You know, the hearts all over the place. So, I love the whole romantic thing. I'm a very romantic husband. We've been married for 28 years. And still love my life. I've been 8 years. I was 8 years old. He was old. He was 11. And we were blessed with 3 kids, and we were blessed with 4 amazing grandkids. So we were family grandpa. So, anyways, Valentine's a very special time. It just could stir things up, and I think I encourage people to go to the marriage seminar. It's like maintenance on a car bed. It doesn't mean your marriage is bad, it's a good thing to do. And over Valentine's, I did maintenance bookings for, you know, the things that are given exchange. There's actually 180 million roses that are given out on Valentine's Day. And can you see okay over here? Just wondering. Let me get right here. Okay. 36 million boxes of chocolates are given away on Valentine's Day. Wow, that's a lot. The average North American eats 26 pounds of candy. Just that's not much sugar. Candy per year. Prior to the turn of the century, the average person only ate about 5 pounds, not a big difference, of sugar the whole year. And cardiovascular and cancer was virtually unknown at the beginning of the century. In the last 20 years, we have increased sugar consumption in the U.S. from 26 pounds per person to around 150 pounds per person per year. A lot of times we don't even realize how much sugar stuff has in it. I was in the car with my twin brother and those are the twins. And he ordered a Tim Hortons coffee and he said, "Dad, 4x4. What's 4x4? He goes, "It's 4 sugars and 4 creams." Do you have any room left for coffee? You know? And that's what he has is a 4x4. He first built nothing because I've never heard of the 4x4. So it's not unusual. I mean, they have in schools and places like this, they have a coffee machine. And you often see kids having a Coke or 2 a day. Oh, sorry. Let me back up. We start our breakfast with these wonderful, wonderful syrups. Right? I mean, there's so much good advertising with it. Well, you take half a bowl of Fruit Loops, it has the same amount of sugar as a Kit Kat bar. Now, you know what? Honestly, if I had to choose between a bowl of Fruit Loops and a Kit Kat bar, I'd go with Kit Kat. Really? That's quick. Same as a candy bar. Post sugar crisp, same as a Snickers bar. So are we overreacting to the dangers of sugar? I'm not sure if you can see this. That shows two ladies having tea. She's got the glass box with gloves to reach through your sugar. You know, are we overreacting? 4 to 5 teaspoons of sugar can suppress your immune system in less than 30 minutes up to 5 hours. So keep that number in your head. 4 to 5 teaspoons will suppress your immune system and you vulnerable to anything coming through. You can't fight it because it's been suppressed for 4 to 5 hours. So here we are. We have our Coke. So the middle one is what I think most people get. 17 teaspoons. That will shut your body down for a better part of the day. Yeah. Not only that, the acidity, this is the whole message in itself, the pH and acidity. The acidity of a bottle of soda. It takes 32 glasses of whatever size soda you have to neutralize the acidity in that pop. So if you can have a pop, get ready to drink 32 glasses of water if you want to fix your body. That's a lot. And we did stuff when the kids were little. I took the baby teeth and put in a glass of Coke and watch it dissolve. If you look at all the things that Coke does, it's pretty nasty. Mountain Dew, people think Mountain Dew is better. It has more sugar than the Coke does. Someone said it actually has more caffeine than the Coke does. Wow, lemonade is dead. That's only 16 and a half teaspoons. Or what about us, a nice healthy iced tea? Still the better part of the day. Now, I'm not even sure what that thing is. It's from Starbucks. Looks really good. Okay, cappuccino. Well, that's another almost 15. Now, you go to the mall and you see this place and it's so good. 14 didn't think it would be as bad. 27 teaspoons of sugar in that small container. So you're shut down for 2 days. Skittles, a lot of kids eat Skittles, snacks. Now, carrot. Now, it has 1 teaspoon of sugar, but it's a different sugar. It's the sugar that your body can assimilate. It's a molecule versus the same molecule. So it's like we're going to do a different thing. So it shows you the difference. A McFlurry, 18 teaspoons of sugar. You know, like McDonald's is sponsoring the Olympics. So here they are with the cup with the Olympic sign, a chocolate shake, 28 teaspoons. That's the you're wiped out for 2 days. And what's funny is that when McDonald's, they're big up to the big food, they try to make it look like they have health food. And really, it really is the best health food. Give it to your baby. So again, are we overreacting to the dangers of sugar? Maybe, maybe not. But sugar is more addictive than heroin.
That's true.
And the more you eat, the more you crave. And the sweeter thing. That's where people start off with a teaspoon. We get double, and now people triple. So these are the things that sugar can do. It robs your body of minerals. There's something with sugar, how when you are low in your minerals, you actually crave sugar. And when you eat sugar, it robs your body of minerals. And when you're low in minerals, you crave sugar. It's like a cycle. Especially looking for the cycles, because your body uses so many minerals, they crave sugar before your cycles. That's why they need sugar. And you should actually have the minerals that will stop creating that sugar. It causes the adrenaline, premature aging, weakening your eyesight, contribute to obesity. Such diseases, there's a whole bunch of listed there. Arthritis, asthma, multiple sclerosis. It will definitely feed cancer cells because sugar is acidic and cancer loves to live in the acidic body. If I can just say this, cancer is not because of a lack of chemo. Headaches are not because of a lack of aspirin. Depression is not because of a lack of antidepressants. There's things that cause it. If your body is acidic, diseases like to grow. And then they get the medical, system, and sometimes we really do need them, but they tend to deal with symptoms. Like if you have a headache, pop an aspirin. People come and say, are you constipated? What? Amazing how many headaches have to do with constipation. So you can pop it and get rid of the pain, but you're not dealing with the root source that's causing the problem in the first place. Again, sugar will weaken your adrenal glands, increase your blood pressure, cause headaches, including migraines. Gout. We had a person come in his dreams and he had such bad gout. Most people have gout, it's bad, and it's usually your big toes. And that's when there's so much uric acid crystals in the system, and it's incredibly painful. So we actually put 3 machines on because he was a speaker at a health conference. And he pulled out of his mail, it was incredible. Indigestion, there's a whole bunch of stuff, tooth decay, uncontrolled growth of candida. Candida is a yeast that grows, sugar feeds it, breads feed it, if you've got antibiotics and going up the floor of your system, that will cause it to grow. Symptoms of candida, when you get home and stick out your tongue and it's covered in white, that's one of the symptoms. If you have dandruff, that's candida. I had one lady come to streams and her water was so bad and all this was white. I said, that's dandruff? She was done. And it kept coming out so strong. I said, are you sure you don't have dandruff? She was not. A little later, I said, are you sure you don't have dandruff? She said, I just had shoulders. It covered the symptom, but she had a yeast issue in her head. So again, that's one of the ways you can tell if you have that. Sometimes it's yeast infections. But you want to knock off your sugar and your bread and get on acidophilus from your gut. Fight it. Depression is huge. Society right now, dizziness, epileptic seizures, hormonal imbalances, as if you might think clearly, high risk of Alzheimer's, premature births, and dehydrated newborns. You see them getting sugar water to babies, it's like, don't do that. High blood pressure in obese people, and then the whole thing with diabetes. When I grew up, I'm not really that old, I've got gray hair, grandkids, but I don't remember hearing a kid having juvenile diabetes. Or juvenile arthritis, they just didn't exist. This is a fairly new thing. That first time I talked with the podcast, explained why that happens. But a lot of these kids are eating so much sugar, And with most diseases, there's also often spiritual roots to those diseases as well. With diabetes, the spiritual root is self-hatred and self-rejection, which is rejection. You look at the highest group of people who have diabetes are atheists. And these people have gone through so much rejection. Sometimes it's coupled with guilt and also anxiety and stress. But there's also another line thing where we don't think life is sweet enough. So we have more sugar. Or we use sugar as our comfort food. Instead of seeing going to the board when we get comfort, we have sugar. And so again, it's just like people who take drugs, they don't think life the way it is normal is enough. So we have to have drugs to make hot, get ourselves high. Where life's not sweet enough, so let's make a lot sweeter because we deserve it. And that can even get into self-pity a little bit. So, out of there. ADHD, it is rampant in the schools. And of course, if they're giving you these chocolate bars, breakfast cereals, it's no wonder why these kids have that. Food allergies cause eczema. You see kids with rashes, Parkinson's, and weakens your tumor glands, cardiovascular disease, damage to your pancreas, because your body has to produce all this insulin to handle the sugar that you're taking, toxemia during pregnancy. And I made a whole bunch of copies of those because I'm going through this fast. So you can go back at the end. Sugar can increase the size of your liver and increase the amount of liver fat. So it's like, oh, I have to have a fine liver. Why do you need too much sugar? Sugar can increase kidney size and actually form kidney stone, which is very painful. Interfere with absorption of protein, increase bilirubin fluid, and support any other bowel. So if sugar is so bad, maybe we should use a substitute. Aspartame. Oh, I am really trying to keep my notes on this. Well, it is in vitamins, liquid, in drugs, diet food. It's so much stuff. Aspartame was actually discovered accidentally by a guy who was working on something for ulcers. And he was working for the cereal company, which actually now has modified another company. But he worked for this. And then it was approved by the FDA. And then because all these testing, rats, or the third of the rats who took it got tumors. I mean, tumors all over the place. So the FDA said, absolutely not, this is not going to the market. And then when Ronald Reagan came in, Donald Rumsfeld appointed this new guy, Arthur Hayes, to be the head of the FDA, who overturned that decision. And shortly thereafter, he left the FDA to get a very high paid job at the there's a book set up so you can find lots of information through that. And this company is also a major manufacturer of insulin. Because one of the side effects of aspartame is diabetes. And I'm so bad, I'll leave the store. Lots of people buy a diet pop, and I'll walk up and I'll say, are you diabetic yet? And it's amazing how many people are. They think I'm diabetic, so I have to have aspartame, which actually causes me diabetic. And it's also an issue. But Michael J. Fox, he is a big proponent of Diet Pepsi, has been for years. They say he's so totally addicted to aspartame, he's incredibly addicted to some candidate, and he has Parkinson's. And he won't get off his Diet Pepsi. One thing about this, it contains NutraSweet, it's a known neurotoxin, which is going to mess with your nerves. And when it heats up, with the heat of your body, when you drink it, it turns into formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is when they put in dead bodies. It's very incredibly toxic. I can tell a story about that I can kill you, but that's what aspartame does. Yeah, I'm not going to go all through this, but these are some of the symptoms of aspartame that is in the body. And it's a lot of the same things that it just goes on and on and on. Including it causes you to weight gain. Because you're drinking it and it's sweet, your body is expecting some calories. And because it's not, you crave food so bad. I don't remember, I used to be a cashier way back when. You see people with all this diet, and then they're walking over with a whole bunch of chocolate bars. And they're like, something just comes up, you know, just eating chocolate bars. And there's been a lot of things on, there's one lady in particular, Betty Martini. She's a big campaigner against us. I was saying when people get off of it, they find that a lot other symptoms disappear. One is Heidi Baker. She was having symptoms of MS, and she was drinking a lot of Diet Pop. And her naturopath doctor told her to get off the pot, and all her symptoms went away. I mean, there's a reason why the first three letters of the diet spells. I don't like diet. I like lifestyle change. So is there an alternative? There's actually a plant called stevia, and I've actually chewed on the leaves, and it's actually quite sweet. And the nice thing about this, it doesn't affect your blood pressure, it doesn't mess with your fat absorption, it's diabetic safe, and if you heat it, it doesn't change to formaldehyde. And safe. Now, you know, so that is an alternative. Honey in very small amounts, I can actually try to get off honey as well, because it can do something with your system. So, you know, that's talking about sugar. Now, God doesn't send us chocolates per se, but he has a whole lot of different ways to tell us, you know, how much he loves you. And he does it often through nature. He puts, you know, signs in the sky, you know, little things like potatoes, there's a rock formation, cactus, you know, tree. He's throwing these hearts in different places. And God is so extravagant. He never makes the same thing twice. This is really important. He never makes the same thing twice. So I was actually going to bring a box of snow in this morning, but I didn't. There's actually 41 individual types as far as the type of snowflakes, and then off that goes all the different snowflakes. No two are the same. Now, 1 cubic foot of snow contains roughly 1 billion crystals. So if you wonder what a billion is, a square foot of snow is a billion crystals. Pretty cool, eh? But you take zebras. I mean, you know, you look at a herd, there's no two zebras same. Now, zebras, I have to tell you about this, when they fall in love, they actually change. Look at giraffes. There are no two giraffes in the weather. They were Dalmatians. Now, tigers are neat. Not only is their fur striped, but their skin striped. And there's just no two tigers the same. Now, tigers are actually very romantic. Butterflies. No two butterflies are the same. All the dots on the monarchs, but every single one is different. Now, we know as far as humans, you've heard about the fingerprints, right? No two fingerprints are the same. So that's why they use it for things like banks and doors, you know, places to get in. Now, a dog's nose is his fingerprint. I'll give you that. No two dogs' noses are the same. Our eyes are totally individual. So different that they're actually using it as eye scanning technology at Heathrow Airport to speed up immigration checks. God just loves variety, and he loves color. So that's why I do something in my spare time, and I just love, you want my salad, I've got so many colors in my salad, it's just like making it so colorful. Did you know there's different type of, there we go, different types of color than lobsters? I didn't know that. And lobsters can be right or left-handed with the pressure claws. That's how we have right-handed, left-handed people. So look at the lobster's face. Now some of these birds, I'm not sure about it, the colors are just amazing. The toucan, right yellow beak. I look at these birds, and I doubt the birds that are yellow, you know, they're blonde, are looking at the redheads going, I wish I had redheads. Or the redheads that put the blonde on, I wish I was blonde. And there's a girl in there. We have this thing where, you know, if you're blonde, you wish you were brunette. If you're brunette, you wish you were blonde. If you have blue eyes, you wish you had brown eyes. If you have brown eyes, you wish you had blue eyes. We always want to be what we're not. And versus, I just think that God doesn't need to be the same. He likes variety. He likes tall and small and big and wide and different. You know, growing up, because I'm half Russian and half German, we all have teeth. I didn't become an aunt just to grab my teeth. I didn't like my teeth. I used to do exercises, believe it or not, trying to get my teeth scanned. We come to find out, that's one of the things we have to like about you. But jeez, I know I'm thanking God for doing that. This is a really cool bird. I mean, it looks like it has a mohawk, and it's called a hotep, and it's a unique bird, it's a national bird, like I am. So, first of all, I'm like, that's not my favorite. No, no, it's got a mohawk, it's kind of cool. I love peacocks, but what is cool about peacocks, and I didn't realize these birds even existed, is all white peacocks. Isn't that beautiful? They have a black throat. Now, swans are a very romantic bird. I'll tell you why. When they put their noses together, it makes a heart. Okay, God loves color. We all know the rainbow in the sky, you know, and it's the prisms. I love that. God loves beauty. People, we sing the song when we were kids, red, yellow, black, and white. You know, they're precious in the sight. God loves variety. And when it comes to us, He knew us before we were even born. He knew all about us. He planned what we're going to look like. He planned the colors of our eyes, our hair, our basic structure, even our personal attack. He knew about you before you were born. I love David talks about this, so much craziness. For you have created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I'll praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that from you. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. This is actually my answer. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my beautiful body. All the days of day for me were written in your book for what it came to be. Some of that got that picture was made up. I don't believe that. My son Josh used to kick so hard. One time I actually grabbed his little foot and I had an attack and he struggled with me. Josh was unusual. He used to keep beating before he was born. And we'd be singing. And people could see my son well, like this, I'd be. And I know he's going to be in trouble. And the game gets on.
Is that real?
Yeah. How precious to me are your thoughts of God? How vast is the sum of them? For I to count them, they would be outnumbered the grains and sands. Basically, saying your heavenly Father, your Papa, knows about every single one of you, and He planned you, every part of you. You know, and sometimes, again, we don't like the way we are. We don't realize that He knew before this in. I don't know how many of you guys watched the movie Babe, but there's a scene in it that is Christmas time, and here the grandfather made his granddaughter. Playhouse, the dollhouse. And she opens up, she's like, a writer. Ah! They just want to slap the kid, right? She's whining about that she could like this playhouse after I'm sure her grandpa put a lot of hours in it. I was thinking, how many of us are like that? You know, they actually did a survey at a Christian college, and they picked what they considered the better looking kids, and they asked them, do you like the way you look? And over 90% of them said no. And what they found out that there was a direct correlation between the fact that they didn't like the way they looked and that they couldn't trust God. That's not right. And they didn't even put the two together. Because subconsciously, if you're blaming God for how you look, how can you trust Him with other things? And it's like, oh, okay. And so somewhere in there, actually, a beautiful girl that was in strings this week and dealing with all these issues because she didn't like the way she looked. And you know, like going through eating disorders and stuff like that. I said, you realize how beautiful you are. I said, you know what? This may sound harsh, but you need to repent. I said, you need to repent for holding against God. This is Almighty God who made you. And you said, God, I don't like what you did. And she said, I've never thought of it that way. I said, you need to repent. When you looked in the mirror, say, God loves me, and He made it this way, so I must be beautiful.
Amen.
Right? And God just wants us to love bodies. He does. And just accept them the way they are. And the whole thing about trust, we were talking about trust, you were talking today. I was doing one of these good Pentecostal prayers. God, I don't want to miss you living my life. God, I want to be in your will, you know, and go all like this. And we can actually get into fear that we're getting this call of God. So as I'm praying this, I heard this Holy Spirit say, stop it. Stop it. I didn't tell you to pray that. And I thought, no, this has got to be devil, because our whole life is growing up, we have to seek the will of God. He goes, go back to Proverbs 3. What did I tell you to do? Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lead not unto your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge. And what? Yeah, he will judge your past. Says, your job is to trust me. My job is to turn it back. And then other verses started to come up in my spirit. The steps of the good man are what? Direction, order. You know, the path of the righteous gets brighter and better. So what you're saying, God, that if I trust you, you will order and guide and lead and direct and light my path, that I can't miss the will of God if I trust you?
Yeah.
Is it really that simple? And John, I came to stream and said, I gotta run this by you because it just seems so off the wall. So I told him what I just said to you. He goes, Carol, that makes sense. That makes so much sense. And I'm going, wow. And you think of the shield of faith, right? We're supposed to hold up the shield of faith every day. Well, faith is synonymous with trust. And it says it will quench every single fiery dart of the wicked one, right? So if I'm not in trust, I'm not going to be quenching the fiery darts of the wicked one. The top three fruit of the Spirit are love, joy, and peace.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not going to be walking in peace, or probably not joy, if I don't have my trust down.
Yeah.
Right? See how it goes right back?
Yeah.
So you go right back to, you don't like the way you look. Your shield of faith is not going to work very well.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be walking with the fruit of the Spirit. See how it's all connected? Isn't that cool? So my use the word mantra has been the last couple of years. I choose to trust what I don't understand. I choose to trust what I don't understand. The stuff's going on, God, I choose to trust what I don't understand. The order of God can direct my right now. It's amazing how divine appointments are. You know, it's like, God, where am I supposed to go today? To me, every day is an answer. Every day I have an interest. And the joy, of course, why do we need joy? Because the joy of the Lord is the Lord. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Christians, you know what? You don't have to. You know what? The fruit of the Spirit, I believe, is the personality of God. God is love, joy, peace, love. So if we have the Holy Spirit inside of us, I believe it should be a physical manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
But that won't happen if you don't go back to accepting God how he made you the way you are. Isn't that cool? I love that. And God, you know, this is the way, and I don't know if you can see it, kind of down here, but basically this is John 3:16, for God so loved the world, and it's called a Valentine. And he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God wants you to be his Valentine.
Hallelujah.
And he wants to be your Valentine. You want that. He wants so much to have a relationship with you. He's so loved, so wonderful. He loves you so much. Well, and it's me. When I first went to a seminar, I didn't realize, actually, when I got to the seminar and talked about accepting yourself, I didn't realize how much about myself I did like.
Yeah.
And it's basically 10 things about yourself that you can't change, from your birth order to your parents to your siblings to your rationality to your IQ, basic, it goes on and on. And I always wanted to live in a little house of courage. You know, I love the program, I like horses. And you know, it's the thing here, coming back to accepting that God has planted you here in this time, he gave you the parents that you had, your birth order, your siblings, he created you exactly how you're supposed to be. I mean, it doesn't mean that you can't look God, you know, I'm also looking out God made you.
Yes.
Not a cookie cutter.
Yeah.
You are unique. Just like the snowflake.
Yes, yes.
So you get that in your spirit? And I just, so I'm gonna pray for you guys that you get that, that you know, God, okay. Now I can trust you. I repent for not realizing I was holding out against you. I trust you. I thank you that the shield of faith is going to pledge every single time that I can. I thank you, God, because I trust you, I can walk in the truth of the Spirit, which is love, joy, and peace. And see, when that's on our spirit, there's something that happens. Your spirit, people get attracted to actually what's in your spirit. They don't even realize it. There's a spirit thing. And when they are so hungry and thirsty, and your spirit is just coming out with love, joy, and peace, they are so attracted to that. And even the presence around you, I love it. It's one Saturday, you look at that in Saturday stream. And these girls came in and sell makeup. I don't wear a lot of makeup, but they're going through their makeup thing. And the girl stopped in the middle of the presentation. She goes, "There's peace in here." I said, "Oh, yeah." And it was this eyeshadow, why not? But peace is something that's physically, you can feel. You know, God wants us to walk. You know, like when you first come up, I mean, it's still this way with us. But you know, when you first come up, like, it doesn't matter if it rains outside or it snows or. It doesn't matter what happens, you're just so in love.
It doesn't really matter.
Yes.
Right? Yes. That's how we're supposed to be on a daily basis.
Yes.
When we're so in love, we're like, oh my God. It doesn't really matter. I know I'm the current one in the oil and gas, or who knows what, or you're still in the shop. Whatever. It doesn't matter. You're just so full of the joy of the Lord. You know, people can't make money.
Oh, yeah. Come on, no.
People cut you off, and you just forgive them and bless them.
Just
so joyful. So I just hope that everyone can just go ahead and stand up.
And let you say a prayer.
And maybe you're one of these people who are thinking in real life that you're holding things against God about the way you believe. So I just want us to pray a prayer that you want to pray with me, that's fine. And then we're just going to release the joy. And, you know, and if there's people who want prayer for things that they hear in their mind, Rob and I would love to pray for you because I totally agree with you. And we'll do that as well. So, Father, we just thank you so much that you cherish every single one of us, precious gem. We are diamonds in your eyes. And, God, we repent for when we didn't realize. Maybe things have been said to us. Maybe kids make fun of us, or maybe our parents said, "I wish you were a boy or a girl," or who knows what. And somewhere in there in our little hearts, we didn't like the way we were. And Father, we repent for rejecting or not accepting how you made us. Forgive us, Papa. Forgive us, God. And Father, we want to thank, just like David, how he praised you for fearfully and wonderfully making him. We want to do the same thing. We want to praise you for how you fearfully and wonderfully made us. Father, we are so full of you that we don't need all the extra sugar in life to sweeten up. God, we are so full of you that the fruit of the Spirit physically manifested and come out of us, Father, and people will tangibly say, "Amen." Just fill us up with your Holy Spirit today, Father. Just fill us up. We just thank, we're so grateful for you, for what you've done for us. Lord, we give you all your praise. Lord, just be released joy today. Just bring us great joy. Father, we trust you today. We trust you. We trust you with our finances. We trust you with our family. We trust you with our health. We trust you with our jobs. Father, we choose to trust you when we don't understand. And God, I thank you that we cannot miss the will of God. But we trust you. So we thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Carlos, so you have not been to minister to us. You know, you know what you feel like the Lord is saying.